Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler accuses ICE officers of hiding misbehavior. By Hannah Knudsen on June 20, 2025. Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, is accusing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers of hiding misbehavior by keeping their identities away from criminal illegal aliens. An accusation the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has deemed despicable. "These people are wearing masks and are totally unidentified," Nadler proclaimed. "The only question is why. It's completely improper, and again one has to assume they're hiding something or they're hiding misbehavior because otherwise why would they be wearing masks and denying their identities?" he asked. Watch. His accusations against ICE officers coincide with the reality that ICE agents now face a 500% increase in assaults while trying to arrest illegal immigrants. As DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin told Breitbart News this week. Today, the Department of Homeland Security released new data revealing that ICE law enforcement is now facing a 500% increase in assaults while carrying out enforcement operations, she said. Just this week, an ICE officer was dragged 50 yards by a car while arresting an illegal alien sex offender. McLaughlin said, referencing the case of illegal alien Roberto Carlos Munoz, who is a convicted child sex offender. He dragged an ICE agent 50 yards with his car as he attempted to evade arrest. Related, "Don't run from ICE, you'll just go to jail tired." Every day the men and women of ICE put their lives on the line to protect and defend the lives of American citizens, McLaughlin added. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, responded directly to Nadler's accusations against ICE on social media. "Congressman Nadler's accusation that our ICE officers are hiding misbehavior is despicable," the agency concluded, citing the recent reports that ICE agents face a 500% increase in assaults during these arrests, attributing that, in part, to the rhetoric of Democrats such as Nadler. "When the brave men and women of ICE conduct operations, they clearly identify themselves as law enforcement officers while wearing masks to protect themselves from being targeted by violent criminals," DHS plainly explained. Nadler's accusations follow the actions of Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell, also a Democrat, who came under fire for allegedly obstructing ICE agents and endangering them by making Metro ICE activity public. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee and House Judiciary Committee have since launched an investigation into the Democrat leader. At Freddie O'Connell is putting ICE agents and law enforcement in harm's way by releasing their names for criminal gangs to see, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said in a social media post in May, essentially answering Nadler's question weeks before he made his remarks. "These men and women have risked their lives to make our communities safer by removing gangs, rapists, and other heinous criminals from our communities. Shame on him," she added. It was reported this week that ICE denied both Nadler and Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, entry to detention areas inside the 26 Federal Plaza building.